Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April 28th. The grains closed mixed with July corn up a penny and a quarter at 813 and a half. That's a new contract high and high close. Contract high is now 819 and three quarters. July wheat down 5.5 cents, 1085 and three quarters. And July beans down 8 cents at 1684 and three quarters. The meal was down almost $11 at 430.10, and the oil was up 188 ticks at 86.80. The oil was strong with crude oil closing up $3.34 a barrel here. So it was kind of a struggle here all day. Corn broke late in the day. Wheat broke late in the day. Beans were under pressure most of the day. I just don't see anything, you know, really negative out here. We still have cold, wet weather. Corn plantings are still delayed. I would think Monday's crop progress report is going to show, you know, some increase out there, but still far behind the five-year average on that. So, you know, I don't think anybody wants to get too bearish in here until we see at least 50% of the corn in the ground. Now, the first notice day is tomorrow. They're not expecting any deliveries on corn, beans, meal or oil. They think there might be a few deliveries on the wheat. We'll have to see. But it seems pretty clear to me that, you know, we can make a new contract high in the corn tomorrow, the last Friday of the month. We can even move higher the first week or two of May. But I think the higher we go in here right now, it's really going to take something substantial to sustain us at higher prices. We've got the funds heavily long corn, 375 after today. Yeah, they can go to 450, even 500, I suppose. But I think it becomes a little bit more tricky the higher we get out here. The dollar closed up 69 ticks at 103.65. We got up to 103.95 here today. You know, we're certainly not encouraging anybody to buy U.S. grain out here. We see that China is really the only significant buyer of corn and beans out here. Nobody's buying the wheat. So where are we going to go with this dollar so strong? I think it's a problem the market really hasn't confronted yet. But in the meantime, as long as China's willing to pay for it, corn and beans can certainly move higher out here. Really not too much else out here. The bean oil made new contract highs and high closes. Could we see 89 to 90 cent July oil? I think that's certainly within the realm of possibility. Maybe they'll get close to that tomorrow. If they do, I think it's getting a little bit overstretched here. But at any rate, I didn't think we closed all that great, certainly not in the beans, not in the wheat. The corn broke about 5.5 cents later in the day. So it wasn't a great close, but we didn't close lower. So we'll see what first notice day brings tomorrow. And we'll see what the weather looks like, but it still looks cold and wet through the first week of May, and then it looks like we warm up after that. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.